Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Saturday, April 13th. On today's show, Joe Alwyn's casting director recalls his sensitive audition while Bridgerton's Nicola Coughlan rocks a 22-carat golden corset at the London premiere. Plus, Megan Fox reveals the inspiration behind her blue hair. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with some exciting news from Figma, the collaborative design platform being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion. The startup isn't waiting around for the deal to close and just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help teams get projects started and organized more easily. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam and why?
FigJam is Figma's virtual whiteboard that teams use for brainstorming, planning projects, and organizing meetings and ideas. It's based around a digital sticky note concept. Figma is now leveraging generative AI to make FigJam easier to use, especially for those who aren't designers. Interestingly, Figma says 2/3 of FigJam's weekly users are actually non-designers. The first new AI feature helps create a new FigJam board from scratch based on a text description to help users get started. This could include things like adding a calendar or project timeline. The second feature uses AI to automatically sort the sticky notes on a board into logical groupings by theme or task owner to keep things organized as a board grows. Finally, the third feature can automatically summarize the key points from a large collection of sticky notes, saving users from having to manually synthesize everything.
Those sound like helpful features for making sense of the potential chaos of collaborative brainstorming sessions. Is Figma building its own AI models for this, or leveraging existing ones?
Figma is tapping OpenAI's large language models as the foundation, but has customized them to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts, like diagrams and calendars. They've also put in controls to prevent the AI from generating any harmful or inappropriate content if a user prompt goes in the wrong direction. It will simply block those requests. Research from 451 Group found that 71% of employees struggle with collaboration, so tools like this that make digital whiteboarding more approachable could find an audience, even if they aren't the designers that make up Figma's core user base.
Interesting. So when will these new AI-powered FigJam features be available?
Figma is launching these in an open beta starting today, so users can begin experimenting with them right away while the company continues to refine the capabilities. It will be interesting to see how quickly users adopt them and what other ways Figma finds to leverage generative AI as the technology matures.
Thanks for the tech update. Shifting gears from collaborative AI tools to the glitz and glamour of the red carpet, the stars were out in London for the season 3 premiere of the hit Netflix series Bridgerton. One star in particular turned heads with her stunning and meaningful outfit. Nicola Coughlan, who plays Penelope Featherington on the show, wore a custom 22-carat gold-plated corset that paid homage to her character's upcoming love story. For more details, we turn to our correspondent, Abby. What can you tell us about this eye-catching ensemble?
Nicola Coughlan's two-piece gold corset was truly a work of art. It was handmade by designer Suhani Parekh at Misho's studio in Mumbai and took an entire month to create. The strapless, sculpted top was paired with a textured bottom piece that accentuated Coughlan's curves. Black off-the-shoulder sleeves and a long black skirt underneath provided an elegant contrast to the gleaming gold. But there was more to this outfit than just its striking appearance.
It sounds like a lot of thought and craftsmanship went into this look. You mentioned there was a special detail that paid tribute to Coughlan's character Penelope. What was that symbolic touch?
Yes, designer Suhani Parekh included a very meaningful detail on the corset, an anatomical heart. This is a nod to Penelope Featherington's highly anticipated love story that will be at the center of Bridgerton's third season. Coughlan's character has been a fan favorite since the beginning, and viewers are eager to see her romance with Colin Bridgerton finally unfold.
Speaking of that romance, Coughlin has hinted that things may get quite steamy between Penelope and Colin this season. Has she shared any other details about what's in store?
While Coughlin is thrilled for fans to see this new chapter for Penelope, she has joked about the passionate scenes being a bit much for some viewers, namely her mother. In a recent interview, the actress said she requested a PG version for her mom because she didn't feel comfortable with her watching certain moments. Her co-star Luke Newton, who plays Colin, agreed, saying he may have to skip episode 2 when watching with his own mother. It seems the new season may be the most sensual yet.
Wow, it certainly sounds like Bridgerton season 3 will be bringing the heat. The series has always pushed boundaries while still maintaining a certain elegance. Do we know how much longer the show might continue?
The show's executive producers Shonda Rhimes and Chris Van Dusen have expressed their desire to keep Bridgerton going as long as Netflix will have them. Van Dusen has said his goal is to focus on a different Bridgerton sibling each season, and with 8 siblings in total, there are still plenty of stories to tell. Season 4 has already been announced, so fans can rest assured there's more romance and drama on the horizon.
Thanks, Abby, for breaking down all the excitement around Bridgerton's upcoming season. And speaking of eye-catching looks, actress Megan Fox is turning heads with her latest hair transformation. The Jennifer's Body star debuted a striking new blue bob hairstyle at the Celsius Cosmic Desert Party during the first weekend of Coachella. Fox says she was inspired to experiment with the bold color after damaging her hair from bleaching. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what's the story behind Megan Fox's eye-catching new do?
Well, David, it seems Megan Fox is fully embracing her self-love era with this daring hair change. The actress told People that she had actually bleached and destroyed her hair, so she figured she might as well have fun and run through all the colors before going back to brown. For Coachella, she added some blue extensions to her bob to give it more of that festival energy. Her hairstylist revealed he used a L'Oreal Paris Feria hair dye in the shade Sapphire Smoke to achieve the vivid blue hue. It's certainly a dramatic change from the long platinum rose hair Fox was rocking just a couple weeks ago.
Interesting. And how would you describe Megan Fox's overall style vibe for Coachella this year?
Fox kept things pretty low-key and true to her personal style. For the Celsius event, she threw together a look consisting of a black leather jacket, white bodysuit, and denim shorts. The actress told People she thinks it's important to just be yourself and not completely change your style for a festival like Coachella. She wanted to stay authentic rather than going for a stereotypical festival look.
That blue hair is certainly an authentic choice. Has Megan Fox opened up at all recently about her approach to beauty and any cosmetic procedures?
She has, actually. Just last month, Fox addressed some of the plastic surgery rumors that constantly swirl around her during an appearance on the Call Her Daddy podcast. The actress revealed that she did have a nose job when she was in her early 20s, but that's the only surgery she's had, and it was well over a decade ago, despite being accused of having 6 or more nose jobs since then. She said if she'd had that many, her nose would have fallen off by now from necrosis. So it seems she's not afraid to be open about the work she has and hasn't had done.
Thanks for those insights into Megan Fox's new look and beauty philosophy. Shifting gears to the world of tech, Figma, the startup in the process of being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion, is not sitting still while regulators review the deal. The company just announced it is adding 3 new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help users get started and organize projects more easily. For more, we're joined by our Simply Tech correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is Figma doing with AI in FigJam?
FigJam is Figma's collaborative online whiteboard that teams use to work on design projects, organize meetings, and brainstorm ideas. It uses a digital sticky note metaphor. Interestingly, Figma says 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are actually not designers, but a broad mix of people from product, engineering, marketing, and more. So Figma decided to leverage AI to make FigJam easier for this wide range of users.
And how specifically are they using AI to accomplish that?
They're adding 3 key AI features. First, to help users get started, they've created an AI tool that will generate a new FigJam board from a text prompt describing what you need, like a calendar or project timeline. This helps users get past that intimidating blank canvas to start a new board. Second, as a board grows and gets filled with sticky notes, Figma is using AI to help sort and organize those notes into logical groupings by theme or task owner to keep things manageable. And third, they've added an AI summarization feature that can automatically generate a summary of the key points from a large set of sticky notes, saving users from having to manually synthesize everything.
It sounds like some powerful applications of AI to solve real collaboration challenges. What is Figma using under the hood to power these features?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models as the foundation, but they've customized it to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts like diagrams and calendar objects. They're also testing warning systems to prevent the AI from generating any harmful or inappropriate content if a user prompt goes in the wrong direction. It's part of their effort to implement AI responsibly.
When will users get to try out these new AI capabilities in FigJam?
Figma is launching these three new AI features in FigJam as an open beta starting today. So users should be able to access them and start experimenting very soon, if not already. It will be interesting to see how it impacts adoption and usage of FigJam, especially among that majority non-designer user base.
Indeed, it will be interesting to see how teams put them to use. Thanks for the report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.